Our listeners very often have a lot to say about a lot of the things that we discuss here on The Takeaway, but there are certain conversations that we have that sort of get an avalanche of responses, both pro and con, and we had one of those discussions yesterday. We talked to the director of a documentary called Black Confederate, The Forgotten Men in Gray, and we also spoke with a man who says he was the descendant of a black man who fought for the Confederacy during the Civil War. And boy, let me tell you, a lot of our listeners said that segment was misinformed. Black Americans did not fight for the Confederacy. Here's Jim.
This is Jim Hart from Baltimore, Maryland. And I was really very disappointed in what I can only characterize as your gullible story about supposed black Confederates. There is no real evidence of black soldiers serving in the Confederate Army as opposed to slave laborers or some slaves who accompanied their masters. There's no evidence of this before the very end of the war when there was a desperate attempt to enlist some black soldiers to counter the Union advantage in men. And you only need to read Bruce Levine's Confederate Emancipation to get the whole story straight with all the accompanying documentation.
Well, helping us to get the story straight is Kevin Levin, chair of the History Department at St. Anne's Belfield School in Charlottesville, Virginia. He writes the blog Civil War Memory and author of the forthcoming book Remembering War as Murder, Battle of the Crater. And you're writing another book called Searching for Black Confederates. Confederates in history and memory, right, Kevin?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. I mean, you must, having researched this for as long as you can have, be aware of the great disparity in accounts and the huge difference of opinion on whether or not blacks fought as soldiers in the Confederate Army.
Well, I've been writing about this issue mainly on my blog for the last few years, and you're absolutely right. This is a very contentious issue. It's likely to get even more divisive as we move into the sesquicentennial years. But I have to say, this is more debate, you know, if we can call it a debate, within a certain community, with, you know, among scholars who are writing about subjects related to the Confederate War, the Confederate's military experience, there really is no debate about this issue. So I think we have to be careful about where we actually look at this discussion, this ongoing discussion.
Well, let me read you a passage from the book written by another scholar, Henry Louis Gates, Jr. He wrote a book, Lincoln on Race and Slavery, and this is what he says. The pioneering research of Earl James reveals some slaves bore arms and some free Negroes in the South actually enlisted and fought in the Confederate Army, as Frederick Douglass, as early as 1861, warned Lincoln they would do in an attempt to persuade Lincoln to authorize the use of black men as soldiers. And I also present to you, Kevin, the firsthand accounts that we have from people who say my grandfather, my great-grandfather fought in the war as a soldier and told me about his experiences. What are we to do with those accounts?
Yeah, no, I think it's very difficult. On the one hand, you referenced Henry Louis Gates, who in fact did write a book, not really about the subject of you know, slaves or black men in the Confederate Army. That book was mainly about Lincoln, and apparently at some point in the course of his writing, he did talk to Earl Imes, who is an archivist down in North Carolina, who I've written extensively about on my blog. And it's unfortunate that Professor Gates did include that, and I believe it was actually in a footnote at the end of the book.
It is a footnote,
where he
yeah.
actually comments on this. So I don't think we should make too much of Professor Gates' comments. Now, as far as accounts, you're absolutely right. We have plenty of accounts of supposed black men, whether they were free or enslaved, fighting in the Confederate Army. Oftentimes, however, these sources are misinterpreted. Many of the sources that you'll find online, and I caution readers who are looking for information on this subject to go online, because much of it is written by people who are not historians. You know, the beauty of the internet is that anyone can publish anything, and of course that is the danger of the internet. Well, and so you have to be very careful about what sites you're looking at. But if you spend enough time on the internet looking through these various websites, one thing you'll notice is much of this stuff is actually cut and pasted from one website to another. And I'll just make one more point, that this discussion is really an internet phenomenon. In my own research on this subject, I can't find much of anything referring to loyal black Confederate soldiers roughly before the mid-1980s. And
it is interesting, but why would somebody make something like this up? That's what I don't understand. And characterize this, is this something where there is ambiguity, or is it like Holocaust denial, where it's just absolutely absurd on its face?
I don't think we need to bring sort of the question of Holocaust denial into it. And I, you know, I don't speak for people who are, you know, making these claims, especially descendants of you know, slaves who supposedly fought for the Confederacy. And I think there are probably any number of reasons why these claims are being made. On the one hand, I think people are misinformed. Unfortunately, professional historians, apart from Bruce Levine and a few other folks, have not really addressed this. And like I said, when these kinds of discussions blossom on the internet, they take on a life of their own. And we saw this in Virginia with a fourth grade history textbook not too long ago, where a woman by the name of Joy Massoff actually researched for a fourth grade textbook, and her work was done, her research was done by looking at websites, simply doing a Google search. But I think your question is quite interesting. And I think, you know, for some people, no doubt, the possibility of remembering a family past not mired in some of the horrors of slavery is attractive. So I think there are any number of reasons why, you know, people like Nelson Winbush, who I think are very sincere.
Well, let me clarify here, well, Kevin, in the last 30 seconds that we have, we do have accounts of blacks with the Confederate Army.
Sure.
The argument here is whether or not they were fighting as soldiers,
right.
Correct?
I think if we were to look at Robert E. Lee's army marching into Gettysburg in the summer of 1863, we would have seen thousands of black men with this army. And historians have never disagreed with this. But what we do know is that these men were functioning as personal body servants, the slaves of officers from the slaveholding class, or they were impressed slaves, impressed by the Confederate Army. Remember, the population
forced
of the
to
South.
Go and fight. Well, Kevin, we're going to have to leave it there, although this discussion could continue, and we want listeners to continue it at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Kevin Levin, chair of the History Department at St. Anne's Belfield School in Charlottesville, Virginia. He writes the blog Civil War Memory.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.